News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quite a crowd this morning at the Bryan VFW for the Twin Cities Memorial Day program. In the next half hour, you're going to hear the remarks of the featured speaker, John Heintz of the Bryan American Legion. In the next couple of minutes, there are some other comments I wanted to share with you. First of all, just the welcoming comments from John Velasquez of the Bryan VFW Post, VFW, the host for this year's Memorial Day program.
You know, a lot of you could have been home, you know, lighting a barbecue pit in the kitchen, preparing your meals. You could have been maybe at the lake barbecuing, or some of you could have just gone shopping and take advantage of these sales. But instead, you decided to be here. And for that, I thank you, because you're here to honor those that have lost their lives during combat and after their tours of service. And so many times we forget our veterans, but your presence today indicates that you still remember who they are.
Next, comments from the local representative of the Disabled American Veterans Chapter, Commander Conrad Pauling.
I just wanted to thank each and every one that has helped us raise funds to purchase a new van to transport our veterans to the hospital. It has been ordered and paid for. We're just waiting for them to finish furbishing it before we can send somebody by air to go pick it up and drive it home. Thank you all for all your help and support.
Next are comments from the exalted ruler of the Bryan Elks Lodge 159, Dr. Benny Holland.
I did want to let you know that the Elks have a long history in participating and supporting veterans. So I went online to take a peek, and it turns out that it started 100 years ago this year, and I was delighted to be the speaking for the Elks Lodge here today. 1917, the Elks established the first hospitals for veterans in France during the ending of the war. And in 1918, they built a 700-bed hospital in Boston and donated it to the federal government. This was the precursor for the Veterans Administration that we deal with today. 1918 through 24, the Elks made 40,000 rehabilitation, vocational, and educational loans to veterans. 1946, the National Veterans Service Commission established the goal of servicing hospitalized veterans. In 1948, the Veterans Leather Program begins, providing free wheelchair gloves and rehabilitation materials to vets. 1951, in response to a plea from the Secretary of Defense, the Elks helped collect over 500,000 pints of blood. 1955, the Elks joined the Veterans Affairs Voluntary Service Executive Committee, and hundreds of Elks began to volunteer at VA facilities. 1997, the Elks again partnered with the VA to support adaptive sports events to help recovering veterans and veterans with disabilities stay healthy and active. In 2011, the Elks National Veterans Commission begins to offer freedom grants to help lodges serve veterans and military members in need in their communities. 2016, the Elks launched the Welcome Home Program to help end veterans' homelessness. That brings us up to 100 years.
Again, the next half hour, you'll hear the remarks of the guest speaker today's BCS All Veterans Organization Memorial Day program, John Heintz of the Bryan American Legion. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.